Thank you, Julie. Thank you, everyone. Amazing songs just to help us put our hearts in the right place and our minds to receive what God has in store for us. But God bless us all here this morning. He is the one who wants to bless us. He is the one who wants to touch our hearts. So this morning, we're going to be looking at a story in the New Testament, in the book of Acts. And for this, I have a willing volunteer to help us read the text, but the text will also be on the screen. So, Richie, thank you.
Okay, so I'll be reading from Acts chapter 16, verse 6 to 15. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. From Troas, we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace, and the next day we went on to Neapolis. From there, we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of that district of Macedonia, and we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the woman who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman from the city of Thyatira, named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth. She was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us.
Thank you very much, Richie. Wow. I'm glad you read those difficult words for me. Yeah, that was a smart move, wasn't it? Some difficult words there. But what an amazing story. What an amazing story here. We see Paul in his mission to share and spread the word of God with the nations. And I really, really like this story about a woman of faith, an amazing woman of faith, who received the word of God in her heart and got baptized, just as we're going to witness today. So I thought, this is an amazing story for us. And you see, the pattern in the New Testament is this. People heard the word of God, they repent, they believed in Jesus Christ, and they were baptized. There was no like training or I need to get things done or I need to sort this out. They were baptized based on their faith. And this is what we're going to do this morning. But let's together discuss a bit more and see what we can learn from this text. And the first point for us to think of is the Holy Spirit leads us today as it did in the past. The Holy Spirit, says there, Paul and his companions, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. The Holy Spirit guided Paul back then, and the Holy Spirit is guiding us today. He's guiding us as individuals. The Holy Spirit is guiding us as a church. As we've seen in the barbecue, an open day, we were able to bless so many people in this place. Isn't that amazing? And sometimes the Holy Spirit, as we see for in Paul's case, he can lead us and guide us by saying no. Even if it seems like Paul asked something good, it wasn't anything sinful, but yet the Holy Spirit had other plans. God has other plans for Paul. And sometimes God has other plans for us, as it has this morning, to bless us all in his presence. And then the other thing we see in the story is that God is always the main character. When we read the Bible, sometimes we think, oh, Paul is the main character or the people he met. Actually, we see that God is always the main character. He's always behind the scenes, guiding, blessing, instructing. And I dare to say, God is the main character in your life and in my life. Because of God, you are here this morning. He is the one sustaining you. He is the one guiding you throughout your life. He is the one putting all the things you have in your life. So let's remember this morning, God is the main character. And then we see that Paul had a vision of a man in Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. And I was wondering, what kind of help those people needed in Macedonia? Certainly, it wasn't a financial help by the text. It wasn't a military help. I think they were asking for sure of spiritual help. They needed Jesus in their lives. They lived their lives away from the truth, away from God, so they were begging for help. And then needing that spiritual help for their lives, they needed our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why Paul was there, giving them exactly that. And I was thinking that vision actually today represents our local community. People living in unknown, living in uncertainties, living in darkness, living in fear, living in addictions and all sorts. They need that spiritual help that Jesus can give them. So let's bear that in mind. That vision is for us, for Addlestone, for Surrey, for UK. And we are called to help people, sharing the gospel like Paul did, sharing the good news. And then we learn from Paul and his companions, Sila and Timothy, were with Paul in that mission. He says, after Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, which means when God speaks, we need to not delay. We need to do it. We need to act upon it. So Paul did not hesitate. He did not delay. He obeyed immediately. How are we today? How many sermons do we need to listen in order to do what God is asking us to do? How many words, how many books? We learn today that when God speaks, we have to do it. Listening to the word of God is not enough. Hearing the word of God is not enough. We have to step in. So I wonder, what is God asking you to do this morning? Maybe he's asking you to put your faith in him. Maybe he's asking you to give your heart to him. Maybe he's asking you to step closer to him, come closer to him. Understand more of his love, of his care. Maybe he's asking you to forgive someone or something. Maybe he's asking you to give up something that bothers you and keeps you away from our Lord Jesus Christ. So let's learn from the story. He obeyed immediately. And you know, if Paul would have not listened to this amazing guidance from God, Europe maybe would look totally different today. Because Macedonia was the first mission in Europe. Maybe Europe would have a totally different configuration. Maybe me and you would not be here today if Paul would have not listened to God. So we see the impact for one man, one individual, one woman, one man listening to the word of God can have an amazing impact in your life, in your family, in your friends, in your country, and even over the world. And that's what happened with Paul in this story. So God is calling you today. And we don't need to wait for the right moment. The right moment for you is now. Is now. And then we see in the story God's surprising plan. Same with Holly this morning. She just decided she doesn't need to wait anymore. She wants to give her testimony in water baptism. How amazing and joyful is that? And God's surprising plan for our lives is sometimes he works in ways that we did not expect. It says there, one of those listening was a woman from the city of Thyatira. Did I say that correctly? Thyatira? Thank you. And named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth. And God does have sense of humor, doesn't he? Because you remember in Paul's vision, he saw a man asking and begging for help. And I was just thinking in my thoughts, but Bibbs, take it, don't quote me on this, but I was thinking if Paul would have seen a vision with a woman, given, you know, the woman's rights at that time, maybe he'll think twice, really? Why is she waving at me? God, you want me to get married now? Or, you know, those kind of things. But God showed in a vision a man. But actually, The first convert from Europe was an amazing, wonderful lady of faith, Lydia. Because in that culture, women were very often overlooked. But we see that God loves everyone. God loves you, God loves me. It doesn't matter the background. It doesn't matter where you are coming from and where we are coming from. And Lydia is the first Christian convert in Europe. Isn't that amazing? God's plans are not our plans. And he surprises us very, very often. So what do we know about Lydia in the text? Not much, but if we look carefully, it says one of those listening was a woman. So definitely she was a good listener, right? Oh, how much we need more good listeners in our lives, right? Because everyone wants to speak, everyone wants to say something. We need more good listeners. And not just in our lives, but to God as well, as we learned during our discipline series. Listen to God. Listen to what God has to say to us in prayer, in reading the scripture. And then the word says she was a worshiper of God, which means that was the title for someone as a Gentile, non-Jewish people. She was a Gentile, therefore, Gentile businesswoman. She was an intelligent woman because the business she was dealing with was purple cloth, which was a very expensive item during that time. So she knew her business. She was providing for her household through that business, definitely some good income. She seems to be respected and influential in the society, and she was looking for the truth. And that is one of the amazing qualities of someone, to look sincerely, to search for the truth. Because God is not against us having questions, having doubts even. Inquiring, why is this? Why is this happening? I want to know. I want to find out. And God is fine with that. We look in the Bible, there are people even shouting, being angry towards what's happening in their lives. And God is not upset about our inquisitive mind, if you like, our questions. But if people don't care, if people don't ask, that is what keeps them away from God. So she was looking for the truth. And she found it because the Lord opened her heart to respond yes to Jesus. We see again, the Lord opened her heart. He is still the main character in the story. And this is a lesson for us. As much as we would like people in our lives to come to faith, we can't force anyone to believe what we believe. We can't force anyone even to love us, right? I can't force my wife to love me. It's her free will choice, hopefully, yes? It's the same with God. You know, God does the work in our hearts to open our minds to understand and say yes to him. And then what she does, she is baptized without delay. Amen to that. And after being baptized, her home became the meeting place for the church in Philippi. She was baptized, she believed in the Lord, so she said, what now? She gave everything she had. She gave her resources to receive and welcome God's people in her house. So you see, she opened her heart to Jesus and her house to people of God. And that's how the gospel then was spread further from her house. Her household were all baptized because of her testimony. And she also had a humble heart. If you remember the last verse we read, she was saying, if you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and live, stay in my house. A humble heart. And that is what God can work with, a humble heart. And the question for us this morning is, what do we have that God can use for his kingdom? What do we have that we can put to good use? Because you see, our lives are to be shared. Our lives are not to be lived in isolation, in selfishness. Our lives are to be shared with others. So the question is, what God gave you that you can put to good use and bless others? Maybe a skill, maybe some of your time, maybe yourself. And that is the main gift we can bring to God, our own hearts, our own lives. So that is the story we see here in Lydia's life. And as it happens, you know, in our lives, we have some questions, maybe unanswered questions. While I was preparing this message, I had a burden question in my mind, and I still have. What was Paul preaching about? You know, if we would knew, I could probably use some of his ideas this morning. What did he say to them? And maybe we will find out in heaven. But we can imagine from what he likely shared, looking at other texts in Acts. So he definitely was talking about Jesus as the promised Messiah, fulfilling the prophecies in the Old Testament. Because Lydia and those women were gathered on a Sabbath. They were worshiping God according to the law, to the Old Testament. So I'm pretty sure Paul went back and explained, the Messiah you're waiting for is Jesus. He died for your sins. He was resurrected the third day. It is him. And then he obviously told them about salvation is by faith and not by works, not by the law. The law, the Old Testament, was pointing towards the Messiah, towards our Lord Jesus Christ. But salvation is through his sacrifice. And then he probably shared the kingdom of God is for everyone, all nations. That must have been such an amazing news for that Gentile woman Lydia and for all other listeners and for all of us today. Jesus Christ is for everyone. And then he obviously spoke about repentance and baptism as a response to the gospel, which we learned that Lydia immediately applied in her life. And Paul probably mentioned the new life in Christ and the gift of the Holy Spirit, which we will all receive when we believe in him. So I think those were kind of the main points. But if you think of something else that Paul may have said, please come and see me after. I would be interested to see your opinion. So after that, of course, Lydia is baptized. And the lesson is that so can you be. She listened to Paul's words. She responded by being baptized. And we learned again that it's not enough to just hear the word of God, but to act on it. And we see that she was in the right place at the right time, but also with the right attitude, with the right heart. So I would like to say we are all here at the right time in the right place. And the question is, do we have the right attitude this morning? And let God touch your heart. And I'd encourage you to listen and respond accordingly as Lydia did. You know, she came as she was. She was looking for God by the river. She went there to find more about God, to pray. And God sent Paul to teach about the Lord of God, the Word of God. We are here not by chance. We are here because God wants to bless us. God wants to speak to our hearts. And she realized that no success in her business, no religious routine, and no good deeds could fill the emptiness she had in her heart. She realized that only Jesus is the one who can fill that God-shaped space in her heart. And maybe you're here and perhaps you have lots of questions, as I had, and I still have. Trying to find meaning in career, trying to find meaning in money, trying to find meaning in pleasures. Or maybe we're not certain, we're not sure what tomorrow will bring. We may be anxious for what future will bring. And we learn today that our Lord Jesus Christ can meet us where we are. And he invites us to come to him because he is the only one in history who spoke with such power. He forgave our sins, as we see in Luke chapter 5. He loves you unconditionally. God so much loved the world, he gave his only son. Only Jesus can satisfy the thirst of your soul and my soul, as we see the woman at the well. I'll give you living water, and whoever drinks from this water will never be thirsty again. He was saying about himself, I am the truth and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. He wasn't saying, I know the way, I'm one of the ways, I know the truth. No, he was the truth. He is the life. And he is also, he said about himself, I am the light of the world. So his invite for you this morning is come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. He can give you peace wherever you are in your life journey. He can give you meaning. He can give you purpose, as he did for Lydia on that special day. Lydia realized Jesus Christ is worthy. He is worthy of everything. Would we this morning think that he is worthy? That he is worthy of everything? Again, looking at Holly this morning, I know she's an amazing mom. Not sure if you have your own business yet, but maybe you're working for a business. You know, but we see a similar with Lydia. She wants to act upon her faith. She wants to testify in front of us, not being ashamed. Lydia was not ashamed in front of her friends, of her household, to declare her faith in Jesus. And same Holy this morning, she is not ashamed to declare her faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are called this morning not to be ashamed of Jesus, but to welcome him. So in conclusion then, Jesus is knocking at your heart's door, at my heart's door as well. He says in Revelation, "Here I am, stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." And what I like about that picture, and I think we saw it before, the handle is on the inside. The handle is in your hands. The key to your life is in your hands. And Jesus doesn't want to come by force. He doesn't want to break in. He is knocking gently at your heart this morning. Would you let him in? Would you welcome him? Are you ready to say yes to our Lord Jesus Christ? Because Lydia's story is our story. God met her while she was by the river, and God can meet you here by the pool. Why not? By the pool this morning. And she wasn't ashamed again to testify about her faith. So we are called this morning, if you feel God is calling you, to give your life to him. I would encourage you not to leave this place without Jesus Christ in your heart. I don't know your life. Maybe you've been disappointed by people. Maybe you've been disappointed by people you love. Maybe people let you down. I would dare to say our Lord Jesus Christ will never ever let you down, will never ever leave you and never forsake you. And maybe you're in a journey of life that with lots of unknowns and anxiety of what's coming and what's next for your life. And Jesus is the one who can give us that assurance, that peace. And we see in Lydia's life, she risked everything for Jesus. She may have lost her business, you know, reputation in the community. Maybe her friends saying, "What are you doing? What's going on?" But she risked that for our Lord Jesus Christ. So the call this morning, it's please don't miss God's train of grace. God's train of grace is here this morning at ABC. And the good news is the ticket has already been paid for you by our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. When he suffered, he died, he was mocked, he was spat upon for you and for me. So the invitation is come to the cross. Leave your past. Leave your regrets, leave everything that holds you, everything that keeps you. Leave it at the foot of the cross here, where Jesus died for them. And step forward in your life with him in your heart, with new purpose, with new joy, with a new vision, as we've seen, new guidance, a fresh perspective of how to live our lives. Because God is the one who knows our future. And his plans are to prosper us, to bless us, and not to harm us. So if you would like to receive our Lord Jesus in your heart this morning, would you like to say this prayer? And if you want to, again, testify in water baptism, I would say, there is water. What can stay in the way of you being baptized here today? And we know we had this before. I'm looking here at Charles. I'm looking at James. They came forward with no shame at some point on a Sunday and got baptized on the spot. And I just want to ask him, do you regret that step? Never ever. Maybe they regret it, they didn't did it before. So this morning, the invitation is for all of us. If you feel your call, if you feel God is speaking to your heart, first of all, maybe just to testify that you believe, that you want to receive him in your life. And then the next step, to get baptized, I would encourage you, do not leave this place without prayer. without telling someone to pray for you. So if you'd like to close your eyes and just say this prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, that he died for my sins on the cross. I thank you, Lord, that he took upon himself all my transgressions, all my sins, and all my past. So, Father, I just want to thank you for your unconditional love for me. Just want to thank you for Jesus' invitation that he wants to come in my life this morning. So, Father, I want to welcome you. I want to welcome Jesus Christ as my Lord, as my Savior, as my Messiah, as my King. So, Father, just want to thank you for the blessings you have prepared for me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.